Good Friday night, everyone, from Earl Campbell Field at Trinity Mother Frances Rose Stadium here in Tyler. Mike Richardson here alongside Johnny Vaughn, Gene Morris, and Eddie Richardson. We've got Longview and Tyler Legacy. Longview comes in at 1-1, Legacy at 2-0. They scored 35 points in Lufkin on the Panthers 2 weeks ago, scored 62 here against Tyler High last Friday night. Johnny, Longview's got to find a way to shut this offense down, or well, at least slow it down.
Yeah, last year they had both of those backs, Miller and Buckner. Miller's committed to University of Texas, and Donnell is, or Buckner is committed to Tech, which is interesting. It's not very often that you see two backs, both seniors, on one team, and both of them committed to Division I schools. So that should tell you why this team has started off 2-0. Last year in the game, we did a good job against both of them, and they really didn't get a lot of yards against us. The defense did a great job. They're going to have to do it here tonight because you can't let these guys get loose and make big runs and continue drives by making first downs. You got to defensively stop them. And then on top of that, they can actually throw the ball. They've got at least two or three good receivers out there. This is an offensive powerhouse. I mean, they're going to score points. So the key is we've got to hold their points down, but then what we've got to do is offensively, we've scored in two games. We've got 14 points and then 7. So we scored 21 points in two games. We got to score more than that tonight. If we score 21 points tonight, I don't think we win the football game.
They've just had the toss. Looks like Longview is going to receive.
Yeah, Lee won the toss. They deferred, so Longview is going to get the ball first.
All right, we're glad you were with us. We're waiting for the whistle, and here comes Baxter to kick it off. There's the kick. It's an onside kick, and Legacy thinks they've got it.
Yep.
And they do. That's a tough way to start.
Onside kick. This was a perfect onside kick. Longview was not ready for that. Total surprise, and Legacy going to start with great field position. Wow.
Fourth down, just inside the 30. They need about 7. Here's the snapback, fakes the handoff, and he's looking deep, throwing deep, and it is caught down at the 1 yard line, and he falls out of bounds. Oh, great catch there.
Yeah, just straight up route, and the ball was well thrown at the 2 yard line, and the catch was made, and that was an impressive throw and impressive catch. They're all the way back to the 6 yard line.
Now Miller is back in the game. Both backs are in the game now. You would think they might throw, but they could also run the triple option also. Two receivers to the far side, none on the near side. There's a snap back, handoff up the middle, fakes it, he pitches it out, and Longview's got him at the 7.
Wow, that's impressive defense as they stretched the option out and the pitch was made, but Longview had a lot of people out on the side and drove him out of bounds.
Legacy's going to try a field goal now. Christian Baxter is their field goal kicker. He was the kickoff man also. He's the field goal kicker.
Yeah, I watched him kicking in the pregame. He's got a really good leg. This is not very far, 16-yarder.
Xander Johnson to hole. Their snap's back. The kick is up, and it's good. Legacy goes up 3-0. 7:31 left. Back on 106.5 Jack FM in 1 minute. DeKalen Taylor caught it in the end zone, ran it out to the 25-yard line, and Longview's going to set up shop there. Longview's going to have to throw it here with third down and 13. JT Wright is on the other side, on the far side. Hale is in, and Hamilton's in the slot. There's a snapback. Jordan's looking to throw, and now he's looking to scramble, and now he drops the ball. He drops the ball, and Legacy's recovered it at the 17-yard line.
That's What he went, back and he's going to make the throw, and his arm goes back and he drops the ball, and Legacy with a big break here.
Third down and a couple from the nine. One back now, two receivers right side. Look for them to run here. Motion there, handoff straight ahead, and Donnell's got it. He's going to run, and Nongvi is not going to be able to stop him. He goes in the end zone for a touchdown.
Well, he's hit at the line of scrimmage and bounced off the one tackle and gets into the left corner of the end zone as he was able to outrun everybody else to the corner.
Well, Nongvi put themselves in that hole again, and this time they couldn't do anything to stop it. Baxter will come on for the extra point. It's 9-0 right now with the extra point to come. There's a snap, kicks up, and it's good. 10-0, 4:57 to go first quarter, back on 106.5 in 1 minute. Longview's going to take over at their own 25.
And we got a big play here.
Tatum's going to be in the slot on the far side with Wright. Hale is a single receiver on the near side. We're in the gun again. Jordan Allen's checking with Coach King for on the play call. Longview's got 6 seconds to get it snapped. Ball's back. Allen is going deep. He's got a man open, and it's caught. It's caught. That's Taylor Tatum. He's got to score. Touchdown, Longview. Taylor came out off the slot, got behind everybody, and Jordan Allen hit him in stride. Longview's on the board. It's 10-6 with the extra point to come.
Yeah, straight fly route, and actually Legacy had the blitz on, and under heavy pressure, he was able to deliver the ball and a touchdown for Longview.
Nice throw by Jordan Allen. Michael Fields to kick, Isaiah Harris to hold. Snaps down, kicks up, and it's good. 10-7. Legacy, 3:42 to go in the first quarter. Back on 106.5, Jack FM in 1 minute. Lee didn't catch it, but they did fall on it at their own 33, and they're going to have the ball first and 10 there. Fair catch call for by Nelson. He makes that catch at the 38-yard line. Longview's going to start from there. That's good field position there. 10-7 Legacy after one. Back on 106.5 in 1 minute. Out of the huddle they come. Jordan Allen under center, I formation. Handoff to the right side. Taylor Tatum's broken it, and he's going to score. 14-yard touchdown. Longview takes the lead. 13-10 with the extra point to come. Nobody even touched him there. He broke off the right side. Nice blocking. Nobody even got near him.
Yeah, they just ran the sweep that time, and Lee just didn't have anybody with outside containment. He goes in from 14 yards out.
Mongo Williams with the snap. Isaiah Harris with the hold. And Michael Fields with the kick. It's good. Longview 14. Legacy 10. Back on 106.5 in 1 minute. Donnell and Miller back deep. It's a short kick. It's going to hit the ground, bouncing down. Picked up back at the 3 or 4 yard line. He goes back in the end zone, and I think Longview's going to have a safety. They're checking to see if they hit him in the end zone or back out. It is a safety. Longview tackles him in the end zone. It's now 16-10, and Legacy's going to have to kick off to Longview from their own 20.
No, that's a huge mistake.
The kickoff was a short kick. It hit the ground, bounced 3 or 4 times. The return man went back, picked it up, tried to come back all the way across the field, went back in the end zone, and Longview tackled him for the safety. Taylor's got it at his own 20, comes back up the field, back across the 40, and up to the 50. Nice return there, and Longview's going to start just on the other side of the 50 at the Legacy 49. Yeah, it's about 4th and 14 now. Does not look like they're going to try the field goal. They're going to throw, I guess. Michael Fields. He's a good kicker. I don't know if he's got that kind of range, though.
Yeah, I think they're just going to go for it. It's too short to punt. And they're going to just try to make a play here.
Throw it deep and see if somebody can make a play. And it's tipped and intercepted. Mm-hmm. Lovey's got to get him. He's back across the 40, 45.
Wow.
Across the 45 of Longview to the 43.
Man, that turned out into an ugly play as the ball was intercepted and then a big return on it. It's actually off the hand of the intended receiver. And Longview's been able to defense it pretty well.
Third down and 8 from Longview's 26. Legacy may be in two-down territory also. Snap back. Handoff. They sacked the quarterback. Did Longview get the ball? He did drop the ball, but he got it back.
Devin Isaac made the play for Longview.
He does another kick, and this time it's going to go way out of bounds. Now they're going to try to mark where it is. It's going to be at the – Longview's going to get the ball at their 27. That's going to be end up being about a 23-yard punt. Third down and about 8. Under center, snap, rolls back, pressure, and he's hit again. Back at the 15-yard line.
And he never saw it coming from the backside. And
no.
You got to kind of give a glance over there as they brought pressure, LeBrendo Flowers with the sack.
Snap back. Kicks away, little bump, but no flag there. Caught down at the 44-yard line and downed immediately. Good coverage there by Longview. All right, fourth down and 22. Snap back this time. Longview brought some pressure, but he got the punt away. It's going to hit. It's going to get a legacy roll. Longview's got to get away from it. It's going to roll to the 35. That's going to be a 30-yard punt. Josh Thomas is now in at quarterback for Longview. Faking the handoff there. Thomas is back, and now he's going to run. He's got some room. He's across the 45 to the 48-yard line. He got a first down. False start on Longview. It's going to go back to the 10. Longview's out of timeouts there, so they couldn't do anything. They couldn't call one then. Now they're going. They're going to run the clock, so Longview needs to snap it pretty quick. I formation. They're going to throw deep over in the corner. Yes. And it is caught for a touchdown. Nice throw and catch. I think that's Hale.
Yep, it's Hale. It's just a fade route in the corner, something they do a lot, and it's just tough to stop him, 6'3 or 4, and it's a perfect throw and a nice catch.
Josh Thomas with a perfect throw, like you said. And Hale 1-on-1 there. I'll take Hale every time. Michael Fields on the kick. Longview is up 22-10 on Legacy. Snaps back. There's the kick. It's up. And it's good. 23-10. 1:36 to go, second quarter. Back on 106.5 in 1 minute. Longview's got him at the 37-yard line. And Legacy start there with a minute 29 left.
Well, they struggle with their punting, so let's see what happens here.
We don't want to get any kind of penalties or anything that would hurt us.
It's another one that's short.
He's going to call for a fair catch, and he makes it at, or maybe he didn't call for a fair catch. Wow, Willie Nelson, I thought he called for a fair catch, but he didn't. And he took that all the way down inside the 20. 6 seconds to go. That's going to bring on Michael Fields for a field goal attempt. Longview did a good job getting back to the line of scrimmage. Nobody moved, and they snapped, got the snap off and clocked it to give Fields a shot here from the 27. It'll be a 38-yard attempt from where they put it down. Isaiah Harris to hold, snaps down, kicks away, and it's good. Longview 26. Legacy 10. That's the end of the first half. We'll be back on 106.5 Jack FM after this 3-minute timeout. Little pooch kick. It's caught at the 25-yard line, back up across the 30, 35, 36. He's tackled there, and Longview, Longview made the tackle, and Legacy will start there. Now it's third and two. Can Longview make a stop here? They're at the 37 of Longview. Look for them to run the ball here. Try to pick up the first down. Or they may throw it here, and if not, come back and go for it on fourth. Two receivers. Far side, motion to the left side. Yep, handoff up the middle, and he's broken it. He's going to score. 40. He's going to go 7 yards for a touchdown. Nobody touched him. That's Jamarian Miller.
Now we saw why Miller is a widely recruited back, as he got a crease and he took it 42 yards to the house.
26-22 Longview with the extra point to come for Tyler Legacy. They took it right down the field on their first drive.
Yeah, and they completely changed what they were doing from the first half. I don't think they ran a play like straight dive pass play in the first half, and this one they get one and get the score.
Snaps down, and the kick is up and good. 26-17 now. Back on 106.5 Jack FM after 1 minute. There's the kickoff, and it goes right out of bounds.
He was trying
to kick deep, and he kicked it. He shanked it, and it went right out of bounds. I mean, like, landed out of bounds. Longview's going to get the ball, I think it's at the 30. Josh Thomas is going to start at quarterback the second half for Longview. Second and 12 for Longview. Back to the I formation they go. Under center. Fakes the handoff. Looking deep. Throw, and it is caught. Down to the 8-yard line. What a throw and catch.
Yeah, Jalen Hale, I think.
That's again. And Thomas hit him in stride.
What a huge gain for them from the 43 down to the 6.
Hand off to Jarrett Lewis. Goes up, cuts to his left, and they're saying he fumbled. Well, Legacy saying he fumbled the ball, and they've got it.
Wow, what a time to fumble the football. Inside the 6-yard line, and he coughs it up, and they recover it, and looked like Longview was fixing to go in for a score.
That's another turnover for Longview. Willie Nelson is at the 28-yard line to receive the punt, and it's a high punt. Nelson did call for a fair catch that time, and he made it at the 28. So now Longview's going to take over there at the Legacy 28. Josh Thomas in the gun this time. One back. Snaps it to him. He's rolling to the right now. He cuts up. He's got a little bit of room. He's across the 10. 5. And touchdown.
Wow.
He broke a couple of tackles and went into the end zone. Josh Thomas with a great run for the touchdown.
He looked like a running back there as he broke a tackle, then runs over another tackler and goes into the end zone. 22-yard run for a score.
The last man tried to strip the ball instead of tackling him, and he pulled away with both. Basically ran over him. Michael Fields for the extra point. Snap down. There's the kick. It's blocked. And now Legacy's trying to run it back. And then Longview tackles him, so the kick is no good. 32-17, Longview, 4:49 left in the third quarter. Back on 106.5 Jack FM in 30 seconds. Fourth down, they're going to line up to punt. If I'm Longview, I stay in the defense right now and let him kick it, and we'll take our chances. And it is a fake. He comes running to the right side, and he's tackled, and it's a face mask.
Golly.
They're going to get a 15-yard penalty, and it's going to be first down for Legacy. Oh, man, they had it sniffed out right there to make the play, and they grabbed the face mask. And Legacy's going to keep the ball.
They weren't fooled. Lobby was not fooled at all, but he reached out and grabbed the face mask, and that's going to give them the first down and big boost to them.
It's going to be about the 26-yard line.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's the third quarter has run out. Longview still leads 32-17. Back with the fourth quarter on 106.5 Jack FM after this one-minute timeout. Okay, fourth down. They're going to go for it. Well, are they going to? No, they're not going to try a field goal. They're going to go for it. No, now they're going to try a field goal. Okay. Christian Baxter going to try a field goal, and Longview calls a timeout. Welcome back, everyone. Legacy's going to try a field goal from 42 yards out. Christian Baxter, the kicker, got a pretty strong leg.
Yeah, I saw him kicking in the pregame, and he was making them from that distance. But
from
we'll
the right hash. There's a snap. It's away, and it is good. He drilled it. 32-20. Longview still leads. 11:50 to go. Fourth quarter. Back in 1 minute. Onside kick coming. Now he kicks it. He kicks it deep, and it goes out of bounds. That makes no sense at all. If you're gonna try something like that, why in the world would you shank it like out of bounds?
To the
short side of the field. That makes no sense. But you know what do I know?
Clock does continue to run, though, and
Longview, it is a two-score game right now at this point. Longview's going to have to get a timeout, or they get the playoff. He's going to toss it back to
wide open,
throwing deep. Hale is open. He's caught it, and he's going to score.
Oh,
that is a 56-yard touchdown pass from Josh Thomas to Jalen Hale. He got behind the defender. Thomas threw it right on the money. Hale catches it and walks into the end zone. 38-20 Longview. Michael Fields coming on to kick the extra point.
Man, what an honor. Fields has come on, played the entire
Thomas,
the whole entire second half, and he's 5 for 5 and thrown two touchdown passes, and Hale's got four receptions now and caught two touchdown passes.
Fields' extra point is good. Longview now leads 39-20, 9:24 left. Back on 106.5 Jack FM in 1 minute. Fielded at the 17-yard line, up the field, tackled about the 40. He had a nice return there.
And this has been one of those games, if you suited up, you're probably going to get a play or two for Longview.
Yeah.
They roll a bunch of people in and out.
I like to see that on their own defense. Yeah. Okay, they finally got it figured out now. It is 3rd and 7. So we were all wrong. Let's see if they throw now. There's a snapback, pressure coming. He's out of the pocket. Longview's got him, and he's sacked back at the 39.
That's a big sack on the play by Caden Brooks.
Yeah, they had pressure on him early and flushed him out of the pocket. He came back to the near side, to the short side of the field again, and Longview got him. It's going to be fourth down in about 12 or 13, and looks like Legacy's going to punt. Longview's going to go for it on fourth down. Thomas fakes the handoff, rolls out. Now he's scrambling, going back across the field. Cuts up across the 20, trying to get the first down.
Wow.
And I think he did.
What
he did.
A run.
He's across the 15 to the 14. They're going to give him the first down. What a move by Thomas there. He tried to roll right. Got cut off there, turned back to the left, cut up the field, broke a couple of tackles, and dragged one guy down to the 14. Got the first down, 1st and 10 for Longview. Clock's running now at 3:40.
Longview has really played exceptionally well tonight. I mean, this is a powerful offense that Legacy's had, and Longview's effectively stymied them. And we've played a whole bunch of people on defense and a whole bunch of people on offense, and I think we're get some conclusions about who we're going to go with in some of these positions. But tonight we had a lot of people play really well.
Welcome back, everyone. 3:08 to go. Longview's got a 3rd and about 3 at the Legacy 12-yard line. No, inside the 12. I'm looking at those soccer lines, and they got me messed up at the 8-yard line, 7-yard line. Here they come out of the huddle. Let's see what they do here. Legacy is out of timeouts now. There's a snap from center. Handoff up the middle. Big hole there. And Elijah Johnson scores.
Just standing up.
Yeah. Wow, he was back at the tailback position then. Handed off up the middle. He broke to his left and scored. I think that's probably his first touchdown for the year?
Yeah.
good deal for the sophomore kid. He scores his first touchdown. Do they let you keep the ball like that, like they do your first hit in baseball in the majors? There's the snap. There's the extra point kick. It's good. Longview is up 46-20 with 3:03 to go. Back on 106.5 Jack FM in 1 minute.
I got to believe this is a little bit of shock to the system for Tyler Legacy.
I agree. I think they thought this was their year. They were going to finally beat Longview, and they were going to beat Longview convincingly, and that's not going to happen tonight.
Yeah, I think we're fixing to see the last play of this game.
We're under 40 seconds to go. Longview can take a knee if they want, or they can run one more play. Either way, if this one stays in bounds, it's going to be the final snap of the game. There's a snap, handoff back to the back, up, right up the middle. He breaks away. He's broken away. He's at the 40, the 30, the 20. They one guy's got an angle on him, and he stepped out of bounds with 8 seconds to go. They knocked him out of bounds. What a run. That was Jarrett Lewis. He broke, and he's got speed, too, because he outran all their secondary. One guy had an angle on him and got him just in time to knock him out of bounds at the 4-yard line. Now Longview takes a knee, and that's going to do it. The clock's going to run out. Longview has beaten Legacy 46-20. What a game. Back on 106.5 for the wrap-up. In 3 minutes.